Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Well, here in Spain, I have the pleasure of being joined by Brett Hansen again this week. Last week, we discussed the pensions reform announced in the UK budget, which included making pensions liable to inheritance tax. So it makes sense now to take a closer look at UK inheritance tax, what changes are coming, and how much the government earns for it. But first, Brett, how's your last week been?
Good, thanks. I'm busy, as you can imagine. Certainly, the announcement with regards to the budget has led to many British expatriates, I would say, increasing the speed to which they want to leave the UK.
Yeah, interesting. Well, HM Revenue and Customs' latest figures show that the amount earned from inheritance tax payments has broken another record. How much does the UK government get from this tax, and how does that compare to, say, 5 or 10 years ago?
Yes, yeah, so Howard, official data indicates that UK inheritance tax receipts between April and October of this year were £5 billion. This is £500 million more than for the same time period the year before. The previous tax year was already a record high of nearly £7.5 billion, which was around £5 billion more than 20 years ago, and £4 billion more than just 10 years ago.
The October budget included some reforms to inheritance tax. Can you summarise what these are?
Yeah, certainly. What I suggest I do is I'll just first recap what UK inheritance tax is and when it's payable, and then I'll summarise the reforms outlined in the October budget. So to start with, UK inheritance tax is charged at 40% on the property, possessions and money of somebody who has died as a UK domicile or the assets are situated in the UK above the £325,000 threshold. And it is only charged on the part of the estate that lies above this threshold. For example, on an estate worth, say, £350,000, the tax would apply to the additional £25,000 above the £325,000 threshold, which at 40%, this would mean a tax liability of £10,000. In addition to there being no UK inheritance tax on any estate that is valued at less than £325,000, there is also no inheritance tax if someone leaves their estate to a husband, wife, or civil partner. Also, if the person who dies leaves their home to their children or grandchildren, the threshold goes up to £500,000 if the estate is worth less than the £1 million. And as married or civil partners can transfer assets free of tax between each other, so one partner automatically inherits the other's unused allowance. So the estate of someone who can use their late partner's allowance and leaves a home to their children or grandchildren will not be liable for UK inheritance tax on anything under £1 million, provided their estate is below £2 million. Now, with regards to the reforms announced to UK inheritance tax in the autumn budget, Chancellor Rachel Reeves announced four major changes. First, there was an extension to the freeze on the inheritance threshold, which has been frozen for a further 2 years until 2030. Second, agricultural relief and business property relief have been reformed, meaning that from April 2026, the first £1 million of qualifying combined assets will have no inheritance tax at all. But for assets over £1 million, a 50% relief will apply, at an effective rate of 20%. There has certainly been much media coverage about this and the impact that this will have on farmers. Third, qualifying AIM shares will no longer have full exemption from inheritance tax. Instead, from 2026, they will have an inheritance tax rate at 20% if they are held for 2 years. And then for me, Howard, probably the one which could impact listeners the most, from the 6th of April 2027, inherited pensions will be subject to UK inheritance tax. This is in addition to the fact that when drawing down income from inherited pensions, this is already being taxed at income tax rates.
I presume that revenue from this tax will keep accelerating as a result.
Well, last year around 1 in 20 paid UK inheritance tax, so around 4% of estates, and analysts were already expecting the intake to rise further, what with increasing numbers of estates already falling into the inheritance tax trap due to higher house prices and fiscal drag from the continued frozen tax thresholds. But after Chancellor Reeves used this budget to overhaul the system and ultimately increase the opportunities to earn more inheritance tax, there's no doubt that UK inheritance tax will impact many more families over the coming years.
What does all this mean for ordinary families, including British expatriates in Spain? Can they do anything to protect their heirs from the worst of this tax?
Well, as I've said, Howard, there's no doubt UK inheritance tax is going to impact more and more people over the coming years. What with the thresholds for when the tax becomes payable continuing to be frozen, and the fact that the assets applicable to this tax are becoming more encompassing. It's so important for our listeners to understand that because someone is living in Spain doesn't mean that their worldwide estate will no longer be liable to UK inheritance tax. But for listeners who are residents of Spain, or for British expatriates looking to move to Spain, there are definitely some opportunities, particularly with the changes to the rules surrounding domicile, to legitimately minimise and even completely avoid this tax for your loved ones. And so if any listeners are concerned about UK inheritance tax, then it's definitely worth them contacting their local Blenheim Franks office in order to discuss this matter and to establish what steps can be taken to minimise or completely negate this tax.
Well, changing times, and the website's the first port of call.
Yes, blenheimsfranks.com is the website, and there's lots of useful information on there, tax guides, and of course, you can also see which office is closest to yourself, where you're living in Spain or where you're hoping to live in Spain, and you can make contact with that office via the website.
Many thanks. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Howard. Take care now.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save.